Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. We shall definitely be pleased with the true victory on the day of establishing Khilafah. Celebration spread across many cities in Sudan yesterday, Saturday, September 28, 2024, in Shendi, Atbara, Port Sudan, and others. The celebration even crossed the borders of Sudan to Egypt in joy at the army's victory and its entry into El Jaili refinery north of Khartoum. Although the news has not been confirmed until this press release was written, the joy of the people confirms several facts that must be considered. First fact, the people of Sudan have become so frustrated and hopeless as a result of this cursed war that they celebrate even a partial victory. Second fact, the army could have eliminated the rapid support forces since the outbreak of the war in April of last year had it not been bound by flimsy pretexts as the leadership's connection to America, which desire the war to continue to eliminate the influence of Britain and Europe in Sudan, is the real reason why this war continues for all this time. Third fact, the people of Sudan are longing for victory because they are part of the Muslim nation that does not know defeat had it not been for the insignificant rulers who sold their religion for the benefit of others and accepted slavery to the kafir infidel colonialist West, carrying out its conspiracies against the Ummah and not observing any loyalty or covenant to their own people. What should be clear to our people in Sudan is that the situation we have been living in since the entry of the kafir English colonizer into our country until today is that we have replaced what is better with what is worse. We have abandoned the Quran, the Sunnah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةُ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عُضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاذِجِ. So adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs and cling to it firmly, narrated by Tirmidhi, Ahmad, and Abu Dawood. We have left our guidance behind us and adopted the systems of the Kufur West, such as civil and military democracy and other man-made regimes that are not from Islam. We have adopted them for decades, and they have led us to this humiliation and degradation. The true victory that deserves joy will be the day when we are liberated from the colonialists, Kafir West, from their domination and control, from their so-called international law, and we establish the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, based on the method of the prophethood. Then we have the right to rejoice. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, in the grace of God and in His mercy, in that let them rejoice, that is better than what they accumulate. Yunus 58. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.